But now it is time for the Positive Chance Podcast. And this morning, we are talking with Rebecca Morris, author of the book, There's Glory Underneath My Skin. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning. It's so great to be here.
Oh, great having you. And I sense an accent. Where are you from?
So I am from South Wales in the UK.
Oh, awesome. All right. Yeah. So what time is it there?
So it's about 2:45 in the afternoon here.
Okay. So what's February like in Wales, where you're at?
Well, it's very big on the Valentine's Day, so that's coming up. But the weather is kind of, well, it's been a bit sunny today, but it's a bit cold. So you're going to want to wear your layers.
Okay. So you're getting cold too. Actually, we have a warm day.
We're getting cold.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for spending some time with us today. And tell us a little bit about yourself, because you're not only an author, but you're an artist as well.
Yes, I am. So I have been an artist for it feels like a long time, probably ever since I was a child. It was just always something that I was always drawn to. And so I ended up doing it all through school, A-levels, everything. And then I ended up actually doing a degree in law. That's my husband.
Oh, wow.
In art. So I did my degree in Manchester in the UK. Absolutely loved it. And I have just been literally doing my own art practice ever since. And when I became a Christian, which probably happened at uni, so probably about 15 years ago now, my art completely changed, literally. It literally went from almost the dark kind of side of life, literally into this beautiful kingdom, and the light and the inspiration just popped everywhere. And it was just an incredible moment, really. So then my art just kind of changed direction completely, and it's been going in the kingdom ways ever since.
Wow. So you noticed the change in your life through your art then?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think my parents were quite shocked because at one point I was like creating these sculptures of like, do you know, like the film Planet of the Apes with like mine were like half chimp, half humans. I was kind of creating those type of things. And then all of a sudden, you know, I was drawing these beautiful like beach scenes and like heavenly scenes and doorways and gateways opening and kind of all these angels, angelic, and my parents were probably just like, what is going on with you? But they love it. So yeah, it's really fun.
So do you have your own studio in the UK where you sell your works?
And so we just moved house just before the COVID pandemic, and the house is fantastic, and we've just literally created this beautiful studio, so I can finally just have my own space and, you know, go crazy with the paint, throw it around and just close the door and just get on with it. So yeah, it's great.
Well, how has been the response to your change in paintings and your paintings in general recently?
I think it's really, really helped people see and visualize the kingdom realms for themselves. And actually, it's been amazing. Like, some people will just have quite an emotional reaction when they see some of my paintings that I create, because it reminds them of who they are and where their home is. You know, like, our home is in heaven first before it's on the earth. And it's just like the reminders for people to trigger them into that memory of, the love of the Father, you know. One girl, I painted a picture for her, and she isn't a Christian. She just asked me to do a painting. And she texted me afterwards, I'd done her this painting. She put it on her wall in her bedroom. And she messaged me to say, Rebecca, a big white shining light has been hovering above that painting for ages, and I've just been staring at it.
Oh, wow.
I was just like blown away. You know, you just never know what God's up to when you're just doing faithfully like what he shows you to do, you know?
So what would you say to someone out there as a Christian, and they feel they have a gift of art, whether it's drawing or painting? What would you say to them? Should Christians be in the arts?
Oh, completely, 100%. Absolutely. I think it is such an incredible opportunity. And I think we need more and more Christians out there painting in the marketplaces, you know, getting these pieces of art into neighborhoods, you know, up on murals outside, inside, just oh yeah, I think they've just got to go for it. And, you know, just really hone your craft, like get good, you know, get your techniques down, get your practice in, get to some workshops, and then, you know, just enjoy that process, inviting God into the process, you know, and allowing him to just fully embrace you. You know, I'd say to God, you know, I just want to be the paintbrush in your hand, you know, and it just takes any pressure off yourself. I think artists sometimes struggle because they feel it has to be perfect or it has to look a certain way. But sometimes when you just take all of those expectations and pressures off and you just be like a child and just have a great time with God, there's the incredible things that are imbued into a painting when you're doing that, the joy and that relationship, it really does come through. So I just think go for it. You can just do it at any age.
So you can be a missionary using art.
Absolutely. Come on now.
And you've taken your art to South Sudan and Mexico, where you did.
Yes.
Tell us about your experiences there and how your art was used.
Oh, that was so special. So literally, I went with actually a very good friend who is an art therapist. And we went there together. And we did some incredible things with the children, especially, you know, in South Sudan. It was an orphanage, you know, so the kids were just ready to create and paint and just have that input and that nurture. And so, you know, we set them off on photography challenges. Like, the kids had never held a camera in their life, you know, the young girls. And we'd set them off on treasure hunts, and they had to go and photograph different things. And then we looked around, and they were just photographing each other and celebrating each other. And oh, it was just so beautiful to see the girls especially doing that. And the theme was birds of paradise. So they had to create these beautiful birds out of all these different mixed media pieces and collages. And it was just all about the inner healing that happens through art and just through allowing that creativity that God's placed within you to just come out and be expressed, you know, however it comes out, and just be celebrated. So just connecting parts of ourselves, you know, which is very, very precious. Those are precious parts. And I think especially like in our culture as well, just going back to obviously the UK, a lot of emphasis is put on academic studies, and art is just like, oh, it's just a hobby, you know, and there's not much, it's not really kind of, it is celebrated in schools, but I don't think the emphasis has been so much on it. And I just think it's a crucial part of who we are.
Now, art was used as therapy there in the Sudan and in Mexico. How is art used as a therapy? Is it maybe a sense of accomplishment by creating something? Or how does that help people that are going through things?
Yeah, I think it can work in so many different ways. I think it's a part where it's kind of like art will speak, you know, whatever is going on inside of you, all your emotions, all of that stuff is very, very hard to verbalize. But visually, you know, you can just do stuff. So say you're feeling as you're painting, you know, you're starting to feel an emotion come up. Like we were talking, I was doing an art workshop last night, and some of the girls, you know, I was saying to them, how are you feeling right now? Some of them were getting really annoyed. Some of them were feeling really happy. And, you know, there's been times where I've been kind of emotionally overcome as I've been painting and just, you know, allowed the tears to come out. It just depends really what God's doing. But I think it allows things to be unlocked and like things inside of us to flow out. And also, you know, different colors and different feelings, you know. So I would just say emotionally, you can get stuff out of your head that needs to come out, you know?
Yeah. We're talking with Rebecca Morris, artist, and your artwork goes into poetry, songwriting, and book writing as well now.
Yes.
You've written a children's book called There's Glory Underneath My Skin. Tell us about how you came to become an author and about the book.
Yeah, so interestingly enough, it was a long time ago. I was at this ministry school, all about the Father's heart and the Father's love. And I'd had this amazingly gifted prophet was there. And she said to me, you know, there's books inside of you. I can see you writing children's books and teachings. And at the time I was like, oh, no, wrong person. You can't, you know, that's not for me. But actually, when the opportunity came up, it was when I fell pregnant, you know, with my first, my daughter, Eliana. And I'd fallen pregnant with her, and I started to just really engage with her as she was in my womb. And, you know, I would sing over her worship, and I would just bless her like almost every day. You know, I was just blessing her and reminding her who she is. And in that sense, I was also reminding myself who I am, which was a really special season. And then, yeah, when she was born, we got lots and lots of presents, lots of lovely books. They were all kind of about animals, cats, dogs, chickens, the zoo, you know, and there was nothing that I felt was nurturing her soul or her spirit or, you know, reminding her of those precious truths and her identity of who she is. And I just know babies are so sensitive and they're so intelligent, and they might not be able to verbally like communicate like we can, but they can definitely communicate heart to heart. And, you know, I had so many dreams of her when I was pregnant with her, that I just thought, I want to make you a special book. So I just literally wrote it with God one day. And then the next thing was, I showed it to a very, very good friend, Lindy. And she said, right, let's get that published. Will you illustrate it? And I was like, yes, definitely, I'll give it a go. And it was just so easy. And I just illustrated it. It's very, very simple, but it carries what I hope is a very strong message, you know, of reminding babies who they are. So, yeah. That's where it kind of came from, really.
And that's the significance of the title. There's glory underneath my skin. What do you mean more specifically by that phrase?
So, yeah. So this is the cool thing, because obviously I grew up in a kind of, you know, in a home, I suppose, where I wouldn't say we were really Christians. I mean, we'd maybe go to Catholic church, you know, it was like maybe twice a year. That was probably it, really. And so I think I'd definitely forgotten who I was. And when I heard that we carry this incredible glory and the kingdom and all of this incredible, you know, all the gifts from God and who he is within us, and Jesus is within us and we're within him, I was like, hang on a second here. Wait a second. This stuff now I'm going to have to spend my time unlearning about myself, because I've got it wrong, you know? And so I just wanted my children, at least. I'm like, come on, guys, I'm going to give you a step up here, and you're going to go further than I have ever gone. And I just thought, yeah, I think a lot of children need to remember that they have come straight from the heart of the Father. You know, in Jeremiah 1:5, it says, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. So if God knew you then, well, where were you, you know, before? So, you know, a lot of that is about being with him, the Father of lights, and you are light and you're reflecting that light. And so that is the glory that we are born with. And then we kind of forget that that's what we have. So this was all about reminding the children, you know, who they are and that they carry that incredible glory.
Now, is this something more for parents to read to their children and their infants, or is this something that some of the older children that can learn to read with this book?
Absolutely. Now, that is a fantastic one, because it's great for the parents to do with the child at bedtime. And I just know that children often have a favorite book that they're drawn to, and they always want to be read that book, you know, every night before bed. And I just thought, if they're going to be going to sleep now, going dreaming into the kingdom realms, I was just, let's prepare them for that. So it would be great for babies to do this book, and then children who are learning to read, they can learn to read it for themselves as well, just before they go to sleep.
All right. So what age group do you think would be able to start reading this?
Yeah, I mean, I would say any child. Like, it's quite simple, it's simplistic, and I would just say go for it from age kind of 4 or 5, when they've just started school. So from preschool up, I suppose.
All right. And you have another book called Baby Blessings. Was that kind of inspired by you speaking with with the baby in your womb and putting those down in paper?
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. So similar thing. And it was just, I think, you know, it was just a focusing point. When you're pregnant, you know, you just want to be ministering to that baby and speaking a blessing over the baby, and just imbuing the womb and the waters of the womb and the baby with the incredible identity, you know? And so, you know, I've got some here, like, I bless you to shine, glisten, and release your light. And so as you're doing that over the child, you know, it's a connection point, isn't it? And you're affirming their relationship with you and with God as well at the same time.
So, Eliana was the name of your daughter?
Eliani, yeah.
How is she doing? How old is she now?
So she is turning 4. It's her happy birthday on Friday. She is so excited. and she just wants to do princesses. So that's what we'll do.
Do what?
Princesses.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course. For your girl.
I was going to tell you guys something quite special that happened with Eliana.
Please.
So she started going to preschool when she turned 3. And she used to cry, really, really cry at the gate. You know, when lots of children do this, don't they? When they're going to school and they just don't want to leave mum and dad. She would really cry. And it would always be quite hard to let her go, but she did. She got on with it. But that happened quite a few times. And then literally, I think it was a couple of weeks later, she said, "Mummy, I'm not scared about going to preschool anymore." So I was like, "Wow, how come?" And she said, "Because I've seen Yeshua there. And he was praying for me, and he was wearing a red sash, and he had diamonds all over his body, and he was there praying for me, and I'm not scared to go there anymore."
Oh, wow.
And literally, from that moment on, she has never shed a tear about going there.
Wow.
That's amazing. I know. And she's 3. Well, she was 3, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
And, I mean, gosh, when you're pouring those blessings, reading those blessings into your child, whether in the womb or born, you're planting those seeds. And it looks like you're starting to see those seeds come to fruit.
Yeah, and literally you can do it any time. Like I'm even doing it over myself now and almost going back down the timeline from when I was in the womb. And those are people actually that have done that as like an inner healing thing as well. So you can do it at any age almost, really.
All right. Well, Rebecca, do you have a website where people go to get your book and also see your work and maybe even purchase some of your work?
I do. So it's rebeccamorrisart. Yeah.
Oh, there's a dot art now. Oh, there's so many
dots. There's a dot
art.
I know.
Well, that makes
it's not
it easy.
.com anymore now.
And Rebecca Morris spelled normally. This.
Yeah. So I can just spell it out. It's rebeccamorrisart. That's me.
All right. Well, wow. That's awesome. And who would you say would most benefit from getting this book and reading this book?
So the Glory Under My Skin book, I would say, you know, if you know someone that's fallen pregnant and they love the Lord, if you're a grandparent and you just really want the children to be like reminded and brought up in the ways of the kingdom, I would suggest absolutely, you know, that's one for you.
All right. And it's available on Amazon as well?
Oh, yeah. You can get it on Amazon. It's Kindle and you can get a hard copy. And then there's going to be another book coming out very soon, which is called There Is a Garden Underneath My Skin.
Oh, and what will that be about and who will that be for?
It will be again for babies and obviously young children that want to learn how to read. And that is all about going into the kingdom, into the garden of your heart and discovering Jesus there and doing some exciting, growing things with Jesus.
All right. Well, we've been chatting with Rebecca Morris, artist, author of the books There's Glory Underneath My Skin and also Baby Blessings and the new one coming out soon. When can we expect the new book?
I think it's going to come out within the next couple of weeks.
Oh, awesome. All right. Again, it's called The Garden Underneath My Skin, you said?
The Garden Underneath My Skin, yes.
And they can find out and, again, purchase the book and learn more about Rebecca Morris and your work at rebeccamorris.art.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, hey, that is so cool. And, wow, looking forward to seeing what God's going to do from Eliana here in the future. You've planted
those
seeds.
Absolutely. I'm excited. Get ready.
Look out, world.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. It was great chatting with you. Really appreciate your time this afternoon for you and this morning for us. God bless.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor.